Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're in a part of the country where the sun is still shining, obviously that's not universal at the moment, you might be tempted to hit a beer garden. But what is a beer garden exactly? Or what should it be? Does a few benches in a car park suffice? Does it have to have an actual garden in it? Dara Curran, otherwise known as the Guinness Guru, has been in quite a few. Good afternoon, Dara.
Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. What's your criteria for a beer garden to be an actual beer garden?
Well, honestly, I've been to over around 300 pubs around Ireland, and I still struggle to tell the difference between a beer garden and a few chairs thrown out the front of a pub. So I really thought about this deeply, and the only metric I could come up with was few seats out the front of the pub is usually the front. If it's in behind or to the side, it's a beer garden. But we can go into more details, but that's the top metric I've come up with.
Okay, that seems fair. That seems completely fair. So, right, they have a few seats around the back or the side. So would it like ideally be, you know, the publican in question put a bit of thought into this and put an actual bar there?
Yeah, I think a bar is definitely makes it a beer garden, but I do think it can still be a beer garden without a bar, because there's a lot of incredible setups around Ireland where there's not an actual bar outside. You still go inside, and it's great to have the bar option outside, but you know what us Irish are like. We still like to have the option of going into this little side lounge to get your pint of Guinness because we think it's better inside.
It's probably not, though. Is it important what kind of seats are out?
Definitely. Like, when you think beer garden, I think we all think of the kind of benches. But like, I'm even getting old myself, and I like something to have me back against, Sean. So
yeah,
I think it's an array of furniture. A good selection is always good. I don't even mind a high stool with a high table, but if it's just purely those benches, then I'd say we're in trouble. But they are the kind of quintessential beer garden seating, I would say. And then you're going into stuff like, does it have a bit of lighting for the evening, a bit of heaters? Because it's all well and good when it's warm, but the day goes by and all of a sudden you're feeling a bit chilly. Does it have a bit of a kind of heater setup? Then you really know they're taking it seriously.
Yeah. Right. Okay. People are already making votes. The Bernard Shaw's new beer garden is epic, says one texter. Somebody else says the best beer garden in County Limerick is in Cleary's Bar in Newcastle West. It has a fantastic vibe outside, so colourful, so welcoming, with a great selection of craft beers and whiskies. I'm sure that came from someone who doesn't work in that particular establishment.
Not biased at all.
Not biased. And Hawk's Beer Garden in Banner, says another one. Darry, what are your votes?
There's a lot of fantastic ones around the country. I think I can't say I've been in every single one, but there's a trophy out there, the Harbour Bar in Bray, Strand Inn down Dunmore East in Waterford, on Pucon in Galway has a big, massive kind of beer garden slash yard. My two personal favourites would be there's a bar called The Keys. It's about 5 minutes outside of Westport. Now, that is a proper beer garden. I think when you look it up on Google, it even says pub and beer garden. Mm. And then if I could be sat in the sun in one location in all of Ireland with a pint in my hand, it'd be outside of T. Nocton in Galway. But then, is that a beer garden? It's
no,
out the front.
That's the seats outside. That's all that is.
I know.
But they've always had them, though, I think. As far as back as I can remember, there were seats outside Nocton's.
Yeah, there was. There always was, yeah. I'm just getting caught up in my own wishes now.
But Nocton's inside's usually Malogian anyway, so it's probably the only seats you can get, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, are there beer gardens out there where that might serve a bit of food?
Yeah, well, I think something that, I don't know if it's since COVID, but a thing I love about a good beer garden sometimes is they might let an outside company or pirate themselves, but they might have a little food van there that might do little pizzas and little snacks. And it means you don't have, it's very unofficial. You don't have to go up and order at the bar. You just can go up to the thing, bring it over to your table, and it's very chill. But it's also, I'm sure, as a business, hard to kind of run that full time. But food is definitely a plus in a beer garden.
Yeah, that actually makes it. And like 20 years ago, did the beer garden exist at all in Ireland?
I don't know. When I think of beer, like I've been to these beautiful kind of scenic pubs around Ireland, like, you know, everyone knows the Bowman down in Kinsale, Beach Bar and Ockris. And a lot of that, you're just sitting on a stone wall with the pint in your hand, staring out at the sea. And I think that's the kind of, our old, that's what we grew up on it with beer gardens, and then the actual structures came into place more recently.
Yeah, it's true. Well, it's true, I suppose. Yeah, pints outside. But you know the way, like, it would have been poo-pooed, like, if you were wandering down the street with a pint in your hand, like, you know, a guard would be asking you where you're going.
Imagine it was the legalities came into it where you couldn't just, like, how far from the pub is this wall and all this sort of, so they had to kind of build a structure and say, right, you're actually on our premises.
Mm. Yeah. Someone else votes for the Algiers Inn in Baltimore and West Cork. I always remember watching the lizards running around. And the Tower Bar in Cork City had a fab beer garden easily 20 years ago, says the texter. Someone else says the only place that proper beer gardens exist is in Bavaria, where there's chickens and fish roasting and huge pretzels and cool chemical-free beer. That sounds lovely. Absolutely.
That sounds fine, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds very nice. Holy Rod in Bundoran, says Anne. And somebody else says, one thing that makes a good beer garden is beer. That's somebody who's easily satisfied. Dara, thanks a million for talking to us. Lovely to do so again. That was Dara Curran there. You can find him on your socials as the Guinness Guru.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.